The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Saul and David, the first king of Israel, and then David, his successor. Both of them have two different personalities. Saul, when he was chosen to be king, started out good. He was a godly king, meaning he served God first and obeyed the will of God. Yet later on, along the way, he decided to divert. He decided to go against the will of God. He decided not to fulfill the will of God. He decided to be selfish, worldly. And of course, because of that, God was not pleased with him and chose David to be his successor. David was still a young man when he was chosen. What happened was, David, when he was chosen, at first were very close to Saul. You know what happened, David and Goliath, yes? Everybody knows here. The problem was, even though David did not think any malicious thoughts against getting or acquiring the power of the king, Saul, instead of changing his ways and going back to God, decided to what? To go and obsess against David. He started persecuting David. He wanted David dead. And David had to run away. And of course, when he slew Goliath, people became closer to him. Many times David was reconciled to Saul. But when he was still with Saul, and they fought against the pagans around the area, people were shouting, Saul killed 5,000, David killed 15,000, or something like that. Again, what happened? Saul was insecure. Instead of simply be happy for the kingdom, that they were rid of the enemies of the kingdom, Saul decided to make David his enemy. What is the gospel all about today? Talks about what? Loving your enemy. Now, let's face it. What is an enemy? An enemy can be two things, two kinds. One is the one who hates you and does something against you. For what? If that person who hates you because of envy, jealousy, that's their problem then. You don't have to worry about that. But if they hate you because you've done something wrong against them, then what do? You have to change your ways and apologize and really repent. With regards to David and Saul, David wasn't persecuting Saul. In the first reading, it says, "The Lord has given you to me." David had the chance to kill Saul. He was there. He had a spear. And yet, he chose not to. So as far as David was concerned, he loved Saul. He respected the office of the king. And yet Saul didn't see that. What did Saul see? He saw David as a threat to him, even though David wasn't doing anything really. It was his insecurity. He was, instead of looking into himself and changing his ways, he concentrating on looking at others. How about us? How many of us here are they growing in our faith and becoming more like Jesus, or stagnant or even regressing because we are concentrating the wrong way? The devil would like us to what? To concentrate on others. Looking at others, worrying about others, criticizing others. And what happens if you do that? You forget your own spiritual growth. Remember, there is the natural and the spiritual, as the second reading talks about. The natural is, according to the gospel, if you love those who love you, what is that? Natural. Nothing great about that, no. If you lend something and you want something in return, that's natural. But you and I are meant to be what? Spiritual. So, Christ is telling us, we are no longer ordinary sinners who live a life against the will of God, but we are called to be spiritual. And spiritual is that. Huh? Please. That is spiritual. Why? He literally, what? Gave the other cheek. He literally forgave his enemies. He literally gave his tunic and was actually crucified naked. That is spiritual.
How about us? Are we still natural or actually spiritual? Remember, heaven is spiritual. Why? Because it is all about being with God. If we die and act like natural people, sorry, that's not good enough. Huh? Please. If you're acting natural, then it is not good enough. Because we are supposed to imitate the spiritual. So how many of us are able, are willing, and actually loving our enemies? How many of us are actually able to let go of things to share to others out of love rather than keep on gauging our success by how much we have? Why do you think we have the vow of poverty? Why do you think the saints are able to let go of their material possession? Because they are more concerned about the others. Instead of criticizing others, they're simply loving others. Not talking about their faults, their failures, but rather what they need. And they are there. You, as a spiritual person, you care genuinely for others. Remember Saul, no? Saul was only thinking about himself, while David was thinking about respecting Saul as the king, the anointed one of the Lord, and did not even think, okay, I want to be king. Here's the chance. Even Abishai, though his companion said, the Lord delivered Saul to you. Go ahead and kill him. Imagine if David had personal ambition, selfish motive, he could have done it and it was justified according to Abishai because the Lord gave or he had a chance to kill Saul. But David, being spiritual, he said, I will not do harm. I will not kill the Lord's anointed. So where are we now, you and I? All of us here, all of us, including myself, we have a very, sad to say, strong attachment to the natural. Because it's easier, yes? It's easier to what? To love those who love us. It's easier to hate your enemies. It's easier. Because that is expected naturally. But I'm sorry to say, if you and I would like to go to heaven, if you and I would like to be with Jesus, then we must follow literally what he told us as far as love, forgiveness, kindness, and mercy. Why? Why? As we say in the responsorial psalm, and we should always remind ourselves, if we expect God to forgive us, remember, the measure you give is the measure you will receive. You expect God to be generous in his mercy and love for you, then make sure that this is how much you must be forgiving, loving, and merciful. But if you are only like this, in your mercy, love, and kindness towards others, especially your enemies, that is how much God will give you. Just saying.